What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love to talk to our man in Vegas, even if he's in Connecticut when we're talking to him. You'll always be our man in Vegas, even when you were in San Francisco. It's been a long, long journey with Joe Fortenbaugh. And
long, arduous journey.
We've watched you grow up, buddy. You've been all over God's green
always
acre.
Always fun, Joe.
And Joe joins us now on the Score Hotline, which is brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire at Aturo.com. Hey, Joe!
What a start. It's like, I got to tell you, I really, really look forward to this conversation every week. It's a good time, right? It's a good time. Forget about the wins, the losses, and the phone rings, and I come running off the set to make sure I'm ready to go because I want to be sharp, and I pick up the phone, and I know it's Dustin, and it's just like, how's it going? Like, very excited, and the first thing I hear is, what happened to Kuzma on that rebounds prop last night? Because we didn't even come close. God forbid we crashed the glass or put in any effort against the Lakers last night as the Wizards get blown out again. So that's what I'm dealing with. I'm reeling. We're pointing out losers right away. We got to shake it off. We got to keep moving forward. Good morning, Chicago. It's great to be with you.
That was a crazy game. How about Bronny going wild with scoring 5 points?
Bronny, proud father, fist bumping. It was a career high, by the way,
yeah,
the 5 points.
It was.
That's when you know your defense got big problems, right? Like, you got big problems when in an NBA game, guys who shouldn't be in the NBA are putting up career highs on you. Like, that's the type of game where you go back into the locker room afterwards and you look around and you say, hey, man, like, we can't be having this. We can't be having non-NBA players showing up here, putting up career highs, beating us by 40. And I'd imagine even if that said, everyone looks around and it's like, yeah, whatever. These are guaranteed contracts. We're good. And then everyone goes out, has a good time, and they get ready to get blown out again. Like, it's amazing. Like, we're talking about, let's move the product from 12 minutes to 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, here's the issue. I don't care about your minutes or anything like that. I care about the fact that I spent an entire day on TV talking about how much I like the Grizzlies over the Rockets and how I was excited about that game because they're the 2 and 3 seeds in the Western Conference. And then an hour before tip, by the way, no one knew about it. John Morant injured. He's out. Say, well, are you kidding me? You have to let me know an hour before. But, of course, we're going to wait late because we want people to buy tickets and show up for the game. So we're going to pull the rug out from under him 1 hour before tip because apparently he just got hurt. We had no idea. It literally just happened. That's the thing we got to clean up with this, man. Like, there's no sense of urgency. But, like, that's the type of thing you can't keep bamboozling the fans. My kids desperately, of course, they have such fancy taste. They want to go see LeBron when he's in Boston in March. And, of course, tickets are through the roof. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, I want to deliver for the kids, but God forbid we show up for this game and LeBron doesn't play. I'm going to get knifed by a six-year-old.
Yeah. Joe, that happened to us. We had an event where we went out to see LeBron at a game at the end of the year, did not play. Still a fun event, you know, enjoyed watching the Bulls win, but it was embittering for some people.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Like, some of the, at least give us the heads up. Get him on the injury report as doubtful and give us the heads up. But the idea, like yesterday, no one saw it coming with Morant. And then an hour before you rule him out, we're just sitting here like, yeah, okay, I understand things happen, but this happens so frequently. Like, rule number one, take care of your customers. That's the one thing that this product seems to not care about.
Will that be affected, do you think? Have you given much thought to what Adam Silver proposed? We debated it, Joe, from a competitive standpoint, from a fan enjoyment standpoint. Is there a gambling component to having games be reduced by 8 minutes?
Oh, of course. Now, first off, this is the type of stuff that professional bettors live for, right? We want chaos. We want things to be turned upside down, because when there's chaos, the bookmakers have to scramble as well. The bookmakers are in the best possible situation when everything goes off the way it's supposed to go off. All the players, all the coaches, the location, the travel, the situation, they're aware of all the information. They can set the best possible price. But introduce a little chaos, and that's where things get interesting. So the first thing people will think of, including the bookmakers, will be, all right, we're going to reduce the amount of minutes. That means we need to reduce the amount of points on props. We need to reduce the over-under. We got to make all these adjustments. What you want to be thinking about are 3 and 4 levels down. If you've ever seen the movie Inception, you want to be down in that ski base level, right, where the guy's in the hospital. You want to be down there thinking, all right, there's going to be less minutes, but there's going to be less substitutions, and then maybe you're going to have a star player playing more minutes in the first quarter. So as a result, I want to go over his first quarter scoring prop, because instead of getting pulled out at the 7-minute mark, they're just going to let him go the full 10 minutes. That's the stuff you want to look for with changes like this. If a game gets moved or a date gets pushed back or a COVID year, right, with baseball, no one in the stands. Those are the things you want to look for, the chaos. How can you take advantage of the chaos?
All right, Joe, let's get to the Super Bowl, because the line opened. It opened at 1-5, right? It hasn't moved yet. Is it going to move? When do you recommend making a wager on that game, if indeed one's coming? And I know you're working on the props. I know there's more props than is known to man. Dustin is out here, you know, taping, going through various YouTube tapes, trying to figure out the length of the national anthem. I'm desperately working on the Kendrick Lamar set list. These are bets you can't even get down, but they're my favorites.
we'll have everything for you next week. I'll throw you a couple on the way out the door so some of the people can get some action out of this rather than listen to me rant about my problems with the NBA. We got to give you some value as well, people, so we'll get there. Here's what my projection is for the side. Kansas City's been sitting 1.5 pretty much all week, right? Now, there's a difference between odds making and bookmaking. Odds making is coming up with the number, right? Bookmaking is taking into account the action that's going to come in and how you're going to manage your risk. How are you going to manage the portfolio? Anyone I've talked to about 5 different people on this who create models that project point spreads for these games. They all have the Eagles as a favorite or pick 'em. I know 2 guys that have the Eagles as a 2-point favorite in this game.
Wow.
So they're just sitting there watching. Now, the reason we see Kansas City minus 1.5 is if you hang Philly minus 2, you're going to get an onslaught of Kansas City money, because Mahomes is an underdog and Mahomes this and Mahomes that. So you got to manage your risk here, which is why you move the price a little bit to account for that. So what I think is going to happen is you have these guys that want to play Philly, and they're going to wait. They're going to hope the public pushes this up to 2, maybe 2.5, who knows how high. And then you're going to see Philly money, because we saw this in the AFC Championship game. Chiefs were sitting 1.5, 2 all week. Less than an hour before kickoff, a wave of Buffalo money hit the market, knocked it all the way down to pick 'em. That was not public money. That was professional money jumping on Buffalo. Now, it didn't work out, but Buffalo could have won that game. The point is, that was at Arrowhead, okay? The Super Bowl's on a neutral, and Philadelphia is power ranked better than Buffalo. So I think the same thing's going to happen. At some point as we approach kickoff, you're going to see the Philly money hit the market. So if you like Kansas City, I think you can wait a little bit. If you like Philly, you might want to hang on for the two. Money line plays are all good, but we're seeing some under money as well, fellas. Keep an eye on that, which is rare. You normally see under money late because we know the public is going to bet the over, so it bumps the price up and we play the under late. Not this case. The guys are getting down now. It's already down to 48.5, which is very telling. So when you're looking at some of these props and you're thinking about a potential shootout, just know the early action is siding with the under.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's going on this weekend, Joe? Any highlights? Anything football?
You got a UFC match, right?
Oh, okay.
We've got UFC in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Yes. That's going to be during the day, so pay attention. Like, that's during the day. Now, here's the problem. Your boy is just working himself to the bone during football season. And here we go, my first actual weekend off. I work six and a half days a week all through the season. My first weekend off. And my wife has some gala I have to go to on Saturday, which A, eliminates me from the UFC, and B, eliminates me from the Royal Rumble, which I want to watch that tomorrow night. So now I got to go to this gala. Now, look, we're helping the dogs, okay? She's on the board of directors for this Dog Star Rescue. We're taking care of puppies. We're doing great stuff. But your boy wants to see the Royal Rumble, and he can't.
You're in the right place, Joe. You're in the right place.
Very clear.
It's a good
cause. Do not try to stream the Royal Rumble at the gala. Keep your phone in your pocket. Do not stream the Royal Rumble. So my goal here is in the UFC, I do like Izzy in the main event. I think we're getting a cheap price because he's lost 3 of 4, but the competition is way better than what he's going to be facing in this one against Nassourdine Imavov. And then on top of that, David Benavidez and David Morrell fight boxing Saturday night as well. Everyone thinks that fight's going the distance. It's like plus 170 to not go the distance. I'd make that wager. I know the power hasn't necessarily gone with Benavidez as he's going up in class, but I think Morrell's going to tire after the opening 6 rounds, and then there's going to be an opportunity to put this one away. So I'd go no distance on the Morrell-Benavidez fight. It's about plus 170, and I play Izzy Adesanya in the main event of the UFC, minus 160.
You're the best, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you, boys. Love you, Chicago. No Royal Rumble spoilers. I don't want anyone tweeting me. I don't want any of this nonsense. I got to wait till Sunday morning so I can watch it with my kids.
Oh, your poor children. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. That's Joe Formbaugh. And that next week will be the extravaganza.
Next week will be, all the props.
Through the roof.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.